escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Well, if there was ever a time to do it, now is the time. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, happy Friday, everybody. You made it to the weekend, and we are literally counting down to the start of Falcons training camp, which starts next Thursday. Cannot wait, and we're going to talk plenty about the Falcons. It's funny, I was having a conversation today with a guy, Mike, who's very close to it, and we were talking about the schedule and how daunting this is for the first six games. And I really hadn't looked at the first six. I looked at the first four because we were trained to do that over the years when the schedule, we had 16 games. Now we got 18. It's a little bit different, but we're going to dive into that. But first, Mike, Yankees in town tonight. And if not now, when?
So whatever you thought about the first half of the season, and just when you think it can't get any lower, we've got a lot of lows, you know? I mean, we thought about that Diamondbacks blown game. Remember that one?
Yep.
That was one for the ages, and the West Coast swing. There was just so many things that just left you going, really? Did that just happen? And then you take two out of three from St. Louis, inexplicably. And all of a sudden, okay, you know, you got the All-Star game that's come and went, and now it's go time. The Yankees are really good. Braves are struggling. You know, we were joking around yesterday. It really was listed as Spencer Strider and TBA, as in to be announced. So we'll see. They made a minor move. If you looked up the guy we picked up, Dane Dunning, he was a big part of the Rangers' run to the World Series a couple years ago. But since then, he's kind of fallen on hard times. And he's been back and forth from the Rangers' minor league affiliate the last few months. He's got five appearances in the show this year with an ERA over three. But he's a guy we gave away nothing for. So just trying to spark up maybe the middle relief. You know, I mean, it's not like as an eyebrow raiser, but I'm curious, will there be something of substance? You know, by the way, you think they're going to trade? This is a question I got today at Publix from Jim and his son, Terry, who are big listeners. And do you think we're going to trade Ozuna?
If he gets hot here in the first couple of weeks heading into the trade deadline, I think it becomes a little bit more interesting. If he doesn't, I think it's going to be even more difficult in the sense of what you're looking to get in return for him. I feel like, guys, we're not going to make any substantial moves simply because the guys that we have under contract, and I'm going to say this all due respect, it's cheaper. They're cheaper deals when you look around Major League Baseball. So if we have control of a particular contract over the next few years, it doesn't make sense for us to start selling guys off. It just doesn't. And the bigger part of that is, Mike, a lot of people in this organization, and I'm talking about the Braves organization, despite the fact that we are 42-53, 12 and a half games out, 9.5 games out of the wild card, they think we're going to contend next year. Now, I disagree because I thought we would contend this year. And I don't know what would make you believe that next year things will change.
Right.
I'm starting to believe, and follow me here, this run with this particular group might be over. Guys, we've gone to seven consecutive postseasons. My partner Mike Bell has said, man, you got to grab the brass ring. We've done it one time. Should have done it two times.
Right.
But we've done it once in seven consecutive runs to the postseason. And all I'm saying is this idea like, oh, 26, we'll be right back at it. What makes you believe that to be true? We've had this window of greatness. We've had arguably the best player in Freddie. He moves on. We get Acuna. You've had all this happening. And you have one ring. over that 7-year span. Guys, this doesn't last forever. And so if you don't think that they're going to rebuild, and I'm not saying they are, but Mike, maybe this window is closing for this particular group.
Right. I mean, you got to look at Michael Harris, and we had a long conversation with Alex Anthopoulos about a month ago about that, and he feels he can pull out of this thing. He's given examples of where he's had some, you know, some down periods, but this is season long for Monty Harris, okay? He is one of the worst. Guys, when you talk about qualified at-bats, there's an amount, you know, in other words, there's part-time players, there's full-time players, and Monty is a full-time player. And with guys with as many at-bats, he and Ozzie Albies are two of the worst hitters in Major League Baseball. And it's part of the reason why the Braves are where they are. Austin Riley's OPS is just 764, which is way low for him. You know, we've talked about Ozuna. Ozuna carried this team for basically two seasons, and he's cooled off, unfortunately. So that's where we we're living. You know, Sean Murphy, he and, you know, and Baldwin have been a nice, you know, I would still try to move Murphy just to get the salary off the books and see what I could get to restock our starting pitching, if that could be something in the offing. But Murphy's been solid. You know, the average is, it is what it is, but he does do well with runners in scoring position. Still want to see Baldwin, because he's the catcher of the future, get more ops. And then you get into, you know, if you move Ozuna, then Baldwin can DH, and then you have an idea of what you got. So even if you don't want to move on from Murphy, you still have a chance to evaluate what you do have with Baldwin.
Yankees are playing really good baseball. Or at least they were before the break. And my guess is they're going to want to make a run here. They're sitting in first place. And they have arguably the best player as well in Aaron Judge. Guys, he's having an amazing season. As a matter of fact, I'm skeptical not only tonight but this weekend, as Mike said, to be announced. Are you pitching to this guy? Are you going to pitch to this guy? He leads the league, AL, right, in hits. He's got 81 RBI already this season, 35 home runs, and he's hitting .355. Nobody's even close to his batting average right now. Judge is on a tear, and here come the Yankees trying to extend their lead in their division and certainly in the AL. I just think right now it's a daunting task. And let me put this in perspective for Braves fans. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. These are the teams that are sitting in front of us in the wild card. I'm not even talking about our division. Marlins, D-backs, Reds, Cards, Giants, Padres, Mets, Brewers. And I will tell you, half of those teams are better than we are right now.
And they're going to make moves. I mean, if you think the Mets are going to stand pat, they're in an arms race with the Phillies. Phillies have got a bankroll, which is bigger than the Braves. It just is. So they're going to look to improve their team. So as I say, you know, I say it every time, because some Braves fans feel we're the only guys looking for players. And you know, that's not even counting what's going on in the American League and the guys in the wild card hunt there. I mean, think about this, guys. We get Strider going. That's great. Against the Yankees. Saturday, it's Will Warren versus Joey Wentz.
Who?
Joey Wentz.
Never heard of him.
Joey Wentz. That's the guy we picked up.
He's new.
From the Pirates.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Lefty with an ERA of 6.32.
Oh, jeez. Yankees might score 15 on us.
Yeah. This is a guy who's bounced around. We are his third team this year.
Oh.
Pittsburgh, look, Twins, and us.
And to Alex's credit, seriously, to Mike, we said this. They're not going to go out and buy, at least right now, some frontline starter that you know. They're not going to do it.
You got 13 more days of that.
Correct.
Of waiver wire and just dudes like this guy we just picked up, this Dane Dunning.
Who?
Dane Dunning.
Never heard of him.
He was really good in 23. So were the Braves in 23, long time ago. But anyway, the Braves, if you're looking for them to make the big moves, this maybe just isn't the year. Carl just laid out the teams in front of you, and your team doesn't hit. And even if the team does get on a heater with the bats, you're missing two or three starting pitchers. So that's the facts, Jack, and we'll see if this team can get hot. But, I mean, I've got look at the bright side. If you have no expectations, you can't be disappointed. Quite honestly, I'm really ready to talk about the Atlanta Falcons.
And we are.
And I'm ready to talk about the Georgia Bulldogs.
And we are.
And the Yellow Jackets
and
as well.
And we are.
Yeah.
Now, and you're right. That is going to happen whether we like it or not, because football season is coming. But as far as the Braves are concerned, and you guys can tell us if I'm crazy, if we're wrong, if you think we're so off a base when it comes to this. What makes you think 26 is going to be better? Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to tell us these guys will be better, and they're going to roll this back, Mike, and we're going to get this same lineup, okay? I think the only move that I think they're going to make, and I don't know this for sure, is the Ozzie situation. I think that's going to play out, and that's the one move where they're looking and saying, okay, maybe that's run its course as well. Outside of that, I don't think they're straight in Sean Murphy, despite Mike and I, you know, every single day pounding the drum for it and saying, hey, this makes sense. You got a guy in the wings who can play and let him hit. I just don't think they're going to, because at $15 million and a club option for 2029, he is cheaper and a cheaper option than what you would get with a lot of other catchers. And so, Mike, I just don't know. I feel like seven straight postseasons, maybe we've taken it for granted. First of all, we're Braves fans. We're spoiled because we own the 90s, right? We've been really good for a long time. And even in the lean years, we knew it was going to get good again. And it did. But seven straight runs in the postseason, and now all of a sudden we look like crap. Maybe this is just done.
Well, look, all the experts, and again, we went back and we looked at everybody from ESPN and Major League Baseball and all the big writers, USA Today and The Athletic, all had the Braves as number two right behind the Dodgers. I mean, they had us over the Yankees. And, you know, they were on the anticipation that the pitching staff was going to certainly hold up. The injuries just bit us, and the bullpen hasn't been great, if we're honest. But the bats went cold. I mean, you got a team that doesn't hit. There's a lack of clutch. I mean, Matt Olson has done a solid job, and he's a solid player. And Matt Olson's OPS is 830, and he's got 61 RBIs. He's the only guy on the Braves really knocking in runs like he should be. But the problem for a bunch of this team is, for Austin Riley included, nobody on base. So this team has had some – when's the last time you've seen teams with guys on first and second or second and third with nobody out and we can't play to run? And that's not the rule. That's the exception. That is the rule this season. So you don't hit. Pitching's banged up. You got the bottom of the lineup that was your strength when you won the World Series is garbage right now. That's the reality.
Are you willing to tell me they're going to go out and get two or three frontline starters and spend that kind of money? Are you willing to tell me that for 26?
No, it doesn't make sense. I think I would let Ozuna hopefully get on a bit of a heater and then trade Ozuna before the trade deadline to a team that needs that extra bat. I would take calls on Murphy. The guy said to me, just now on the text line, why don't we trade Albies? What's the market? Albies is on two bad years in a row, half a season with injury last year, and he's terrible this year. And I love Ozzie, but he ain't the man no more.
No, Mike, it's the worst year of his career. You don't get much in return when you're having the worst year of your career.
I mean, you're going to get a journeyman reliever. You're going to get some prospect from Double A at best. Yeah. No one's going to give you anything for Ozzie.
Yeah, look, and this is where we're at. Do we love the Braves? Yes. Are we watching? Yes. Do we want them to be good? Duh.
And it would be a disservice to not be real about this. You want to sit there and rust away pom-poms? That's not our job, man.
I can't. Not when I look at Mike. This is the last time, perspective. The last time we lost 50 games before the All-Star break, anybody? 2016.
Yeah.
That's the last time we had 50 L's before the All-Star break. And right now we're at 53. So this is where we're at. And look, 95 games into a season, guys, I covered MLB for 10 years. This is who we are.
Yeah. We're a team that is 11 games under. We were one game under at the All-Star break in the 2021 year. And that season is the one that gives so many people hope, because we did come from looking like we were down in the dumps. But again, we didn't have the kind of garbage we're putting up at the plate right now. Ozzie was good. Freddie Freeman was here. Dansby Swanson was here. Okay? We had Austin Riley raking then.
Yeah.
And then you added Peterson, Rosario, and Soler.
404-726-0929. What do you think? And again, Yankees are sitting in first place. They're not going to have any mercy on us coming in here to start the after the break run that they want to go on. They're in a dogfight, too, in their division. Their division's really good. Red Sox are good. This thing could get really interesting for them. So, curious to know what you guys think.
You don't get to see Max Fried, unfortunately, Braves fans,
this
weekend.
That's true. Yeah, and that is unfortunate.
He had the blister on the finger, which is, you know, for pitchers is huge.
Yeah.
So they're going to give him a couple extra days, so you'll see Stroman on Sunday.
All right, man. More on the Braves coming up. You can chime in. Find us on social media and follow this radio station, 929 The Game. As always, we keep you up to date on everything that's going on. Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, CBS football analyst, is going to join us next as we count down to camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.